Hello, I'm Earl Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to you. I'm doing this audio in the office in my home in Plano at the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to have Kathy D. read several scripture to you, and then I'm going to comment on them and speak whatever God is telling me to do. All right?
2 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 14. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen. Thank you, KD. These are some tough words that the body of Christ ignores. Of course, the body of Christ ignores all of the Word of God. They give lip service to it, but they don't believe it. It's unreal trying to minister to someone like this that is yoked to an unbeliever, yoked to a sinner, yoked to someone that hates God, whether it be male or female, it doesn't matter. If you're not walking in the Spirit of God, walking in the gospel of Jesus Christ, walking upright in the gospel and serving the Lord with your spirit in the gospel, and the one that you call one that you think you blow with, then you're unequally yoked with an unbeliever. I've dealt with this so many years. It's disheartening to see how Satan can blind you with sin and call it okay, with doubt and call that okay, with a lack of faith and call that faith. It is amazing what I have to fight. Thank God I've dealt with people for, years, since 1970, that just amazed me with their hardness of heart, their unbelief, their wickedness. They love sin. They love sin, and they love sinners that's committing the sin. My friend, these people are hard to set free. They call it love for darkness. They call darkness love. They say, I love you, to a son of Belial, or a daughter of Belial, I love you. Thank God. It's remarkable how they overlook sins and call it God. And it's God that orders their steps. It's amazing how they can love sin and say they hate the sin. My friend, that's complete deceit. You don't hate sin. You love it. You like it. That's why you hang on to it. That's why you adhere to it. Thank God. It's just amazing how wicked a person can be deceived and call themselves righteous, although committing all kinds of sin and call themselves righteous. Now, that's a good testimony. But if you love sin, live sin, walk with sin, and call yourself righteous, you're deceiving yourself. Thank God. Amen. Thank God that you're a sinner. That's what you are. You're not righteous at all. You're a sinner. Nothing but a sinner. And you like the sin. And you like lying. You like deceit. Thank God. Your eyes are blind. They're closed. Because you like sin. That's why your eyes are closed. That's why they have to be open. Amen. In 26th chapter of Acts, I want Kathy D. to read where the Apostle Paul said that God called him as a minister and to the Gentiles. I believe it is. It's incredible how deceitful you are. How much you love sin and keep adhering to it, hanging on to it, and say you hate it. You don't hate it. Or you'd be getting away from it. Quick. Real quick. Thank God. Thank God. Now, would you read that Acts 26?
Acts 26, Amen. Beginning in verse 13. At midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom I now send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, and that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
You notice that to open the eyes, your eyes. That's my ministry, to open your eyes. No one can open them but the power of God. No one but the gospel. But you have closed your eyes. You have closed your eyes because you love sin so much. You've closed them. You want to keep them closed. You want to walk in darkness and call it light. You want to walk in the powers of the devil and call it God. My ministry opens your eyes, turns you from darkness to light, turns you from the power of Satan to God. Thank God to minister forgiveness of sins, your sins to you, and to sanctify them, so to minister inheritance to one that is sanctified among the sanctified by the faith of Jesus Christ. I've said enough. I have said enough. Thank God. Thank God. Until you want free from your sin, I can't help you. Until you want free from your sin life, I can do nothing for you. Until you call sin, sin, I could do nothing for you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Until you hate the sin that you lived in and not say you're free from it, I can do nothing for you. Until you ain't the one you committed sins with, I can do nothing for you. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Till you are willing to acknowledge that man or that woman that you live with or have lived with, until you're willing to call them sinners, I cannot help you. Until you can look at me face to face and say, you're nothing but a sinner, I cannot help you. I'm out of things to say. I'm leaving this audio for now. And I'm going to be praying that God will set you free from your lying heart. God told me once a person, and Satan had filled a person's heart with so many lies they couldn't at all see the darkness they were involved in. Love you, Noel Davidson, from his office, Plano, Texas. Good day.